scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
We're in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
I'm not a Black Friday kind of guy. I will intentionally not go anywhere on Black Friday to avoid the crowds. But there's a couple traditions that go on this weekend. A lot of people would do like a small business Saturday where you go support a local small business, spend a little money there. Another thing that a lot of people I know do, they put up their Christmas tree on Thanksgiving weekend. Do y'all do that?
We do. We put our, well, we have the tree up. We don't have it decorated yet. So
okay, it's up, but it's not decorated. John, when do you put yours up?
Way late. My wife's listening. I cannot tell a lie. We usually wait, a couple of weeks from now.
Okay.
And it does last. So when our relatives are here, we have a fresher tree. We prefer to wait a little bit later.
Wait. Well, if you're doing it this weekend or if you're doing it in a couple weeks from now, let's talk tree selection and tree preservation through the next month.
Yeah, try to find a tree that is fresh. And a way to do that is you can just take a branch on the tree, grab it between your thumb and your finger and pull and see if you can pull any loose needles off. Also, when you take the tree out of the stacks and you're kind of looking at it, turning it around, kind of grab the trunk of the tree and stomp it on the ground a couple of times and see if it just drops tons and tons of leaves. If it dumps a bunch of needles, you know it's probably not a very fresh tree. So a couple of things there. Also, when you do put it in your house, be sure you put it in a cool location. You don't want it next to a window or next to a heater where it's going to be drying out. Keep those things in consideration. We always recommend cutting a little bit off the bottom. You know, make sure they often will do that for you at the tree lot and get it into water as soon as you can.
And what does that do?
Well, it cuts that the sap will form on the bottom of those in transport and it'll kind of block the uptake of water. So if you can cut a slice off the bottom, it kind of gives you some fresh tissue and makes that water uptake a lot better.
Now, you hear things from people, from the tree salesmen. Of all these different things you can do to keep it alive longer, some of them even sell products that, you know, you just add this and it'll keep it. Are those worth the investment?
I'll let Don answer that.
Well, actually, I worked for many years over at North Carolina State University when we did post-harvest physiology. We were looking at how to maintain. We worked on apples and things like that. So we were looking at storing things for long term so that you could sell them later. And one of the things we started looking at, because Fraser fir trees are a big crop in North Carolina, and you probably can buy some here in Arizona at one of these tree lots. But we did look at that, and what kind of, you know, you hear these recipes of 7-Up or aspirin or putting bleach in the water and things like that. So we tried it. We tried experiments where we would put the trees in these solutions. And what we found was plain water worked best.
Plain water works best.
Just give it water.
I love it.
That's what it's drinking while it's out before it's cut. So why change it?
Right. You know, and if your cat's the one that goes under the tree to drink the water out of the stand, well, then it's safer anyway for your pets too, right?
Now, we had a listener one time tell us, take the Christmas tree, fresh cut the bottom, and throw the whole Christmas tree in a swimming pool for 24 hours.
Wow.
And then pull it back out. Tap it, let it dry, and we actually had several homeowners call us that year. If you can go through that grief, and it does make a little bit of a mess, we had somebody keep it up through January.
Ray Lopez didn't take it down until mid-February when he did it. Valentine's Day, he took it down when it was finally what he thought was as dry as it was the year before about New Year's.
Probably not such a good idea if you have a saltwater pool.
Oh,
good still, catch.
Yeah,
just regular water pool.
And be prepared. You're going to do a little cleaning afterwards. Probably a little.
And you might be able to just even hose it down, you know, because I think just hydrating the needles and stuff like that probably could be helpful.
Yeah, and a little light spray with the hose, too, will knock off a lot of the dead needles, too, before you bring it into the house.
Yeah.
So maybe chlorine's the answer.
No.
Well,
we appreciate y'all spending your Saturday morning with us. Mr. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, if someone wanted to get a hold of you.
Best way is go to our website at itreeservice.com, the letter itreeservice.com, And you'll find our contact information there for our phone and everything else.
Mr. Steve Preeb, we appreciate you spending your time with us this morning. We were talking off the air. There's a product in concrete called flat twoing, and y'all took a pecan leaf from your yard and put it in, impressioned it into your concrete countertop in your home. Y'all built a beautiful, wonderful home, and it's in Mesa, correct?
Yes, it is.
It's been years since I've been there.
Yes.
But it was up to all the first LEED certified green standards. Y'all were kind of a pioneer in the area for a new home build.
We tried.
We appreciate y'all sharing your experience with our listeners this morning.
Oh, absolutely. It was great to be here.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.